ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् ततो जायामुदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 3, Text Number 26. Shradaham Bhagavate Shastre Anindam Anyatra Chapahi Manovak Karma Dandam Cha Satyam Sama Damai Api. Shradham Bhagavate Shastre Nindam Anyatra Chapihi Manovakarma Dandam Cha Satyam Samadamai Api. Shradham Bhagavate Shastre Nindam Anyatra Chapihi Manovakarma Dandam Cha Satyam Samadamau Api. Shradham Bhagavate Shastre Nindam Anyatra Nindam antraya chapi manovakarma dandam cha satyam samadamai api. Shraddham, faith. Bhagavate, related to Supreme Lord. Shastre, in scriptures. Anindham, not blaspheming. Anyatra, others. Cha, also. Apihi, indeed. Manaha, of the mind. वाक स्पीच
कर्म
एंड वंस एक्टिविटीज दंडम स्ट्रिक्ट कंट्रोल च एंड सत्यम ट्रुथफुलनेस सम सेल्फ कंट्रोल ऑफ द माइंड द माउ एंड ऑफ द एक्सटर्नल सेंसेस अपी ऑल्सो ट्रांसलेशन वन शुड हैव फर्म फेथ दैट ही विल अचीव ऑल सक्सेस इन लाइफ बाय फॉलोइंग दोज स्क्रिप्चर्स दैट डिस्क्राइब द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एट भगवान एट द सेम टाइम वन शुड अवॉइड ब्लास्फीमिंग अदर स्क्रिप्चर्स वन शुड रिजिडली कंट्रोल हिज माइंड स्पीच एंड बॉडीली एक्टिविटीज ऑलवेज स्पीक द ट्रुथ and bring the mind and senses under full control. So it's a long purport, so I'm asked to take the second part of the purport. First part was already taken yesterday. Thus, one should faithfully accept all Vedic literatures as directly or indirectly describing the Supreme Personality of Godhead and should not blaspheme any portion of it. Even for Lord Brahma, as well as for the other creatures, down to the insignificant unmoving species, such as trees and stones, blasphemy of any Vedic literature causes one to merge into the darkness of ignorance. Thus the Suras, the demigods, great sages and devotees of the Lord, should understand that the Pancharatrikic literatures, as well as the four Vedas, the original Ramayana, the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas and the Mahabharata are Vedic literatures that establish the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the unique transcendental position of the Lord's devotees according to their status of spiritual advancement. Any other vision of Vedic literature is to be considered an illusion. In an authorized religious scripture, the ultimate goal is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the controller of everything and everyone, and the Lord's devotees are not different from Him. Although such devotees are to be understood in terms of their level of spiritual advancement. Lord Krishna has stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedesha cha sarver aham eva vedyo, Vedanta krit veda videha chaham. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of Vedas. Similarly, the Lord states, because I am transcendental beyond both infallible and fallible, and because I am the greatest, I am celebrated both in the world and in the Vedas as the Supreme Person. Bhagavad Gita 15.18. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that one cannot develop the godly qualities mentioned in the preceding verses unless one accepts the shelter of the lotus feet of the bona fide Vaishnava spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prapadyetya jignyashu shreya uttamam. In this connection, he has quoted the following statement. One who performs worship to Lord Govinda but fails to worship his devotees should be understood to be not a devotee of the Lord, but simply a victim of false pride. For one who has accepted shelter of the lotus feet of pure devotee of Krishna, it is very easy to worship the Lord Himself. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी त्यदेश तारिणे वांछाकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमिने गौरत्विषे नमः పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్త శక్తికం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు నబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరి శుభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీయాద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాస్ ఆది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ
కృష్ణ హరే హరే,
హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే,
హరే రామ.
హరే కృష్ణ
కృష్ణ
హరే హరే,
హరే రామ
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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి ఆర్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ అవర్ డిస్కషన్ ఆఫ్ ద 11th క్యాంటో. It's a discussion between Maharaj Nimi and the 9 Yogendras. As we see in this beautiful scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, all of us are trying to take shelter of this scripture by regularly attending the Bhagavatam classes. But what is it that is making the scripture so wonderful? Of course, it is a Paramhansa Samhita. It is a scripture which is relished by the Paramhansas. It is a scripture which, as we recited, by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, what happens? Bhagavatir Uttamasla Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. That pure devotional service is established in the heart as an irrevocable fact. That means you cannot revoke it. You know, revoke is a word used in usually in the law language, in the legal language, to revoke a particular agreement or something. But it is irrevocable. It is stamped and it will not be removed. So this is a very interesting word used, that bhakti is established in the heart as an irrevocable fact, that it will not be gone. That's how important the scripture is. And what we see in the scripture is wonderful discussions between great souls. That's the power of discussion. When not so important or not so great souls discuss what is churned. We talk about churning. What is churning? For those who have seen churning, right? Churning is not like a mixture. It's not one-sided, right? But it is like this. It goes like this, don't like this, you know. So that is churning. So when you are churning, it is both the ways. So tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So when you are discussing with a great soul, you are asking questions, whether it is Bhagavad Gita or various discussions in the Srimad Bhagavatam between Maitre and Vidura, between Vasudev and Narad Muni, as we are discussing in this chapter, and all the various discussions, what's happening is there's a churning going on. When the subject matter of the discussion is not Krishna, churning does happen. But the outcome of the churning is simply poison. It simply strangulates your bhakti. If at all, whatever little bhakti is there. That is why it's called the discussions is called the pilgrimage place for crows. When people come together and discuss Prajalpa, and people love to discuss Prajalpa, and there's so much data available for Prajalpa right now, more than ever. Right? On your fingertips, all the data is available. So you can discuss, and whether it is morning or afternoon or evening, you know, just yesterday I was traveling by train coming to a temple. Everybody was talking about Jio SIM and free phones. And giving advice, ye log ko aisa nahi karna chahiye, ye log ko aisa karna chahiye, Airtel ko aisa karna chahiye, Vodafone ko ye karna chahiye. I mean, it is absolutely useless discussion, right? And what comes out is either nothing or poison. Because there's discussion between useless talks. Pilgrimage place for crows. You have seen where do crows come together. A dead rat, you will find 100 crows there. And you see the site, it is all, you know, they opened up his whole body and they try to do all sorts of things what they do. So beautifully, graphically described that this is a pilgrimage for crows. But discussion between great souls, or the scriptures which describe the discussion between great souls, is pilgrimage for swans. A swan, a beautiful white swan. Paramhansa, it's called Hamsa. So that's why this scripture is Paramhansa Samhita. So here, it's very interesting. You know, Maharaj Nimi, who is Maharaj Nimi? We must understand, so many times, we see people, we do come to Bhagavatam class and we hear Bhagavatam, we read the scriptures. But we do it in a very, very mechanical way. Oh, we come and we sit and, oh, Maharaj Nimi. But have we really, or when we read scripture at home or wherever we are doing some study, and we should go a little deeper and say, who is Maharaj Nimi after all? Who is Nimi? Right? So Maharaj Nimi is the original king, the son of Ishavaku, from the province of Mithila. Very, very, very great soul. Is 27th generation down from Maharaj Nimi was Maharaj Janak, who was the father of Mother Sita. So a lineage is a great lineage. Ishavaku is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Maharaj Janak is mentioned in the scriptures. Maharaj Nimi is mentioned, and everybody else are special personalities. So Maharaj Nimi, in a great humility, in great desperation, was asking the Nava Yogendras. Now if I ask many of you, who are the 12, you know, cricket players of our team, I'm sure all of you will be pit-pat. Maybe you are aware. At 12 cricket players, and who is the 13th man and 14th man? You know everything, and who was, and people find statistics, you know, when you read about cricket, there are statistics available 30 years ago that this man broke the record of the fastest something, fastest this. Data. But we asked, we've been talking about Nav Yogendras, we have devotees whose name is Nav Yogendra, one of my very close friend. But if I ask you, who are the Nav Yogendras? Prabhuji. 9 Yogendras, bas. They are called Nav Yogendra, but who are they? If they are 9, they must be having some name, they must be having some personality. But at least, I mean, I didn't really probe for last so many years, till I got this verse to speak today. I didn't really go deep as a Nav Yogendra, we just speak about them, and even we also give ahuti to them. I mean, I realized that when we do a yagya, we speak their names and Havaye Namaha, Kave Namaha, Karbajana Namaha, Chamsanam. We speak, but we just speak it without knowing who we are giving ahuti to. Right? So we must understand, who are these Nav Yogendras? These Nav Yogendras are liberated souls who can travel anywhere in the world and are always ready to give very, very valuable instructions. And who are these names? Who are these people? It is Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabhuda, Pipalayana, Havihotra, Drivida, that is Drumila, Chamsa, and Karbhajana. Please remember them. along with the cricket names. If you forget the cricket, no problem. These are great souls. Even speaking their names is purifying. If you speak Dhoni, you will be dhulai hoga khali aur kuch nahi. You will not be having any problem. But these are great souls with great purification in this, their names. And what is this important? I was just thinking, what are these people's contribution? Now we speak about this very interesting verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5th chapter, verse number 36. It says, those who are advanced and highly qualified are interested in the essence of life, know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. Such people worship the age of Kali Yuga because it is in this age one can advance in spiritual knowledge and attain life's goals simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Hare. Now who spoke this verse? Now this verse is glorifying our age. And all we hear about this age is, it is the age of quarrel, it is the age of hypocrisy, it is the iron age. Right? That's what Kali Yuga is all about. But here is a man who's saying that people who are really intelligent, people who are really highly qualified, who are interested to know the essence, he's quite a revolutionary speaker, this gentleman, whoever spoken this. And he says, those who are really interested in their essence, what is he saying? They know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. I mean, is there anything good? But he is saying, who is this person saying? It is Karbhajana Rishi, one of the Nav Yogendras. We speak about it, we speak in the scriptures, are Kali Yuga best yuga hai, usme japa karo. But kisne bataya ye cheez? Who has spoken this wonderful knowledge to us? That simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the age of Kali, and that is what we all are doing. It is this verse with which Srila Prabhupada went to America. With this understanding of this verse. That just by chanting Hare Krishna, everything will be perfect. Is it not? Prabhupada took that arduous journey because of knowing, having complete faith in this verse and many more verses like this. Spoken by Karbhajana Rishi millions of years ago, my dear friends. This discussion between Maharaj Nimi, can you imagine, Janak Maharaj was in Treta Yuga. 21 generations before Janak Maharaj was Maharaj Nimi. And because Krishna says, I told this knowledge to Ishavaku millions of years ago. Yes, in Gita? His son, so that also is millions of years ago. This discussion happened millions of years ago. And this gentleman, this very, very profound speaker has such divine understanding of the age of Kali, is glorifying the age of Kali, knowing very well that just by chanting Hare Krishna, all benefits will be achieved. So I think this is important background for us to know what is discussion is happening. So Nav Yogendra, I've been asked a question by Maharaj Nimi. And they are giving different instructions. And in this verse, it's specifically mentioned about the aspect of faith, Shraddha. That is, it said that one should have thorough, firm faith. The words used are very interesting here. One should have firm faith and one should rigidly control the mind. I mean, you know, sometimes you say you have faith. But I think every word is important. You cannot say, faith, firm faith, sab same hai. I mean, if it is same, why should I use the word firm? Rigidly controlling the mind. Now, rigid means very intense, right? So you are talking about a very, very interesting aspect of faith. And Prabhupada says that faith is vital for the discharge of devotional service. In the Gita 9.3, Krishna says, those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me. or conquer of the enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. If you don't have faith, faith is a foundational principle of Krishna consciousness. Adau shaddha tata sadhu sangata bhajana kriya. Adau. Adau means initially. First, Rupa Goswami says, there is faith. So faith can be described, I mean it can be divided into vaguely into three categories. Prabhupada says, there first is the faith which is the lowest type of faith, which is only faith to bring us in association of devotees but not based on scriptures. Something like a favorable curiosity. Right? Many of us, if you trace back why we came to temple or why we saw some Harinam, if we saw Harinam going on in beach, and the Chopati beach, many of the devotees, they came through that Harinam at Chopati. And what happened? They were doing Harinam, devotees were doing Harinam, we were eating Bhelpuri. I say, kya ho raha hai? And then you take the Bhelpuri and you just, so it is favorable curiosity. What is this people doing? Chopati mein kya kar rahe log? What are they doing here? Of course, now there is no Bhelpuri stalls. Are they there? I don't know. There used to be a lot of Bhelpuri stalls there and people would come. Yeah? So there is favorable curiosity. Then person comes. I know of one devotee. I won't name him to embarrass him. He was just loitering on the Chopati beach. And the devotees were doing Harinam. And one of the most famous speakers in such Harinams was, anybody knows who? Radha Gopinath Prabhu. He's a brilliant speaker. The way he speaks, he attracts all types of audience when he speaks. So this person, I was talking to him and I said, what really attracted you in that kirtan? Aap kirtan dekhiye se, are Prabhu ji ka jo ek sentence humko bahut hit kiya. I said, what was it? Then he was speaking about the parrot in the cage. I said, parrot ka dhyan rakhke, the owner was very much loving to the parrot, but then the owner got this beautiful cage which is studded with diamonds and stones and everything, and then the owner forgot the parrot but took care of the cage. And then he said, the parrot ko ek bar khola. Then he said, this word attracted me. What was the word? Ki parrot ka ubhar ke lut gaya. And when he saw that tongue of Gopinath Prabhu coming out, I said, mere ko aisa nahi banna hai. Mere ko aisa ludakna nahi hai. Then he said, I want to find out more. Because it hit him. I mean, we say this story so often. Every first basic lecture we give this story, right? Because this gentleman, who is now a first class brahmachari for last 2 decades. This person came because he had favorable curiosity. So many of us came here. Kya hai idhar mandir, idhar to orphanage hua karta tha. What is this? And you come here and then you eat some prasad. Achche log hai. Yes? Many of us feel they're nice people. Achche prem se baat karte hai, prasad khilate hai, maja aata hai. So initially then you go around the temple and you see nice things happening. So there's initial favorable curiosity which is called adau shraddha. Sometimes many people have very unfavorable curiosity also. I know a person, he may be sitting here, who came in an unfavorable way. Mera bhai kya karta hai, mere ko jaane kya mandir mein. Because his brother became a devotee. And this person came just to follow his brother. Ki bhi, what the hell he is doing here? Unfavorable curiosity. But जानने क्या इधर कुछ कुछ लफड़ा लगता है. They कुछ खाने में खिला देते हैं कुछ. Something is wrong here. Haven't we heard this? Yeah. So unfavorable curiosity to find out. Now even that person is a brahmachari now. He came with unfavorable curiosity and he is the brahmachari. Staunch brahmachari. There was a person. Remember we were hearing. An explanation given by Radhanath Maharaj in one of his cooking classes. Maharaj was doing in preaching. And the way you could do preaching in America in colleges is not that you can say a 6 days Gita course, aajao sab log. I mean, you can't do a direct preaching. So he said, okay, we'll do it through cooking class. Innovative ways of preaching, Prabhupada said, you should find ways and means to preach whatever works. Samaj would do this cooking classes, and he was told that if at all you are a sadhu, you are a monk like this, and if at all you say a word of God, you will be debarred. You won't be allowed to give a lecture, yeah? And all the fanatic Christians were saying, we want to catch this monk red-handed. Because I'm sure he's come here not for cooking classes, something else. So a person came, he was explaining, and he had all sorts of, he came for the first time to a cooking class. And he said, these people are all, you know, they throw all sorts of magic and all sorts of tantra and mantra and all these things. So he came with a very, very big Bible in his hand like this. Like a shield to protect him from all the powerful things coming out of these people. So when he came in front of Maharaj and said, oh, I've come to see what you are doing. And he sat at the last bench and he was stern, very, very straight face, stern face, just saying, I want to see, I want to check what are you doing. Unfavorable curiosity. Curiosity is there. What is he doing? Unfavorable, no doubt. So, you know, Maharaj was cooking and he would do all sorts of tricks. He would put something and the fire would go up and oh, people would be enjoying, and he would make all sorts of dishes and people would enjoy. This man was the only guy who was just suffering there. You know, he was just sitting there. So as Maharaj explained, it was 7-day cooking classes. As a long story, cutting it short, the size of the Bible kept on reducing. First it was a big Bible. And then, after 2 days, he said, people were enjoying. So he would want, okay, what are they making? Oh, what are they enjoying? He was curious. He would say, why are these people enjoying? And by the end of the last day, he had just a pocket Bible in his pocket here. Just in case, you know, it is just there. Yeah. So then, Maharaj came in a venue and said, you want to taste this halwa? No, I don't want to taste it. No, please take. Okay, because you are saying I'll taste. He was damn curious. He said, these guys are really enjoying. Because food, who can say no to it, right? I mean, which person can say no? Even the hardest of hardcore agnostics, you know, atheistic people, they love food. I said, so he ate that. It was pineapple halwa. This only happens in ISKCON. I mean, I've seen with the best of cooks, they don't cook, I mean, you've heard of halwa. But have you ever, I mean, only in ISKCON, pineapple halwa. We go out anywhere, it is never a delicacy. Has anyone seen outside world pineapple halwa? But in ISKCON, it's one of the hot delicacies, right? Pineapple halwa. So he ate it, and I mean, something happened to him. And as we discuss further, Prabhupada says that faith is interesting. I'm just opening up a sentence. The faith does not come, we're talking about Shraddha, the faith does not come through our eyes or through our head. But Prabhupada is very clearly, emphatically explaining that faith comes through our tongue. Interesting, right? Where does the faith enter? Is it something that you see? What is seeing is believing, we say, right? No, but faith does not come by seeing, because you see so many things but you don't believe it, right? But Prabhupada says, by tongue. And we'll explain this statement. Let it keep it on the parking lot right now. Faith comes through the tongue. So this person ate the prasad. And then he said, okay, it's nice prasad. Give me your number. Very sternly. I want to contact you. And then he contacted Maharaj and said, very, very humble. I said, please tell me the recipe of that pineapple halwa. So Maharaj was very, very smart. He said, he just told him, do this. And then he said, I'm coming next week, we'll meet again. So this person tried every day, he would try. Exactly the same recipe, same content of water and halwa, I mean, whatever things they use in halwa. It would not turn out that way. I said, and then he went desperately. I mean, when tongue is involved, you become very humble. Prabhuji, ek de do na. You've seen people asking for Mahaprasad. Prabhuji, ek. Very humble. So this man, you know, even the big people, thoda de do na yaar, prasad. Because, you know, food is, it goes beyond all barriers of caste, creed, you know, economic status and everything. So this person went to Maharaj and said, you are not telling me something. There's something which you're not telling me, because I tried exactly the way you said, it didn't work. Please tell me everything what you do. Master, you're sure? I mean, Maharaj was seeing right in front of his eyes the unfavorable curiosity turning to desperate inquiry. You please understand, from unfavorable curiosity, this man in 7 days was desperate inquiry. Please tell me, 15 days actually. Please tell me. He said, well, after doing everything, we offered to God. Oh God, how to offer to God? Tell me. This is a Catholic fanatic Christian. Nothing against Christianity, by the way. But that many of the religious people, they tend to be fanatics. Even we have Hindu fanatics, we have Islam fanatics, and we have Christian fanatics. So nothing against their religion, by the way. We are not saying that Christianity is useless. Wonderful people, but they also tend to be fanatics. So this guy was fanatic. He turned and said, how do you offer to God? And which God? Then they said, if you offer to Krishna, it will be very sweet. Oh. So he gave me the photo, literally. Gave a photo, gave the mantra. And he read the mantra, oh, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanitaya Cha Jagaita. Yeah, he was offering. And believe me, my dear friends, in 6 months, it was not a cooked up story. In 6 months, this man became the anchor person for the Hare Krishna program in that university. Srila Prabhupada ki? So favorable curiosity or unfavorable curiosity, adau shraddha, is there, but if you don't work upon it, that will remain adau shraddha. So that first type is just lowest type of faith, initial faith, curiosity, that's why we come. Then as we go further, the second type of faith is that we believe in what we are taught, but we are still not completely having faith in everything in the scriptures. We believe in many things, but not everything. And most of us fall in that category. So many devotees in ISKCON, one of the biggest exit program for devotees leaving Krishna consciousness. Very sad, but one of the first major people giving up the process was when Prabhupada said that they never went to the moon. And people, they said, what? We saw the photograph, we saw the video, they never went to the moon. They couldn't just take it. Now we are not discussing here whether they went to the moon or not. That's not the discussion of the lecture today. But people couldn't believe that Swamiji could say they never went to the moon when they saw in front of their own eyes. But later on it was realized, it was explained that it was a cooked up story. We are not supporting whether it is cooked up or not, but there is a possibility it may have been a cooked up story. We are not making a decision here, sitting here. But the fact remained that they couldn't really have faith because they can believe everything. When Prabhupada first said in 1967, Krishna is God and everything, 66, Prabhupada gave a lecture and they said, you read the Gita. People believed in Krishna, they believed in the Gita. But then Prabhupada made a statement. Sasur Maharaj writes in one of his books. And Lilamrit also, he says, when Prabhupada made the statement for the first time that Krishna has 16,108 wives, I said, they can't take that. How is it possible that Krishna has 16,108 wives? Because that's difficult. Sasur Maharaj said, I couldn't take it. I raised my hands and said, Swamiji, how is this possible? I can take the Gita, I can take Krishna spoke the Gita and everything. Krishna is the original cause of all causes. He explained the Gita to Arjun. He explained it originally to Ishvaku. I can take that. So, the thing is, there's always some statements which we hear in the scriptures. And because we are on the second level of faith, we might not have complete, we may not believe it. How can I believe that? But we still go on. And the third type of faith is that we have firm conviction and firm knowledge and from belief in everything in the scripture. We will discuss this further in our talk. So, it is important to understand that a faith, as we said, is the foundational principle of a Krishna consciousness. Yes? Just like the soul is the foundational principle of life. It's constantly there. What is it? Dehi noshpin yatha dehe komaram yovanam jara. Everything is changing, but the soul remains there. That is what gives life to the body, right?
Similarly, in our progress of Krishna consciousness, in our devotional journey that we all are doing, what is it that is remaining constant? It is the faith that is there. It is the foundational principle that is faith, which is making us do what we do. So the faith, we cannot say that I had the faith. Faith is a live issue. It has to be moment to moment faith. Many times we live on the old faith that we had. I used to have faith. But what about your faith now, my dear friend? We need to constantly nourish our faith. It is such an important thing. If you read the beautiful bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Boro Shukher Khabor Gai, that Dalalera Gita, he says that Nityananda Prabhu has opened a marketplace in which he is distributing a holy name free of cost. Yes? But what is it? There is one thing that he is asking. Surabhi Kunjete Namer Hat Kuleche. He has opened a marketplace in Surabhi Kunj. Shaddha Matra Loye Dena Parama Ananda. That is asking only for one thing. What is that? Shaddha. Shaddha Matra Loi Dena Paramana. He is just asking for the price of one's faith. If you want to have a transaction done in Krishna consciousness, the currency is faith. Kitna faith hai tere paas? Chalo bolo. Utna bhakti milega. So how much faith you have? So if you have a currency, what do? You protect it, first of all. And you grow it. And you want to grow it, you invest it so that it grows. You cannot say, I used to have 1 lakh rupees, so can you give me a loan now? I said, well, you used to have, but what is it now? Well, I don't have any money now. Then forget it. Right? So faith is a live thing. And that's why you said that Boro Sukher, if you want the holy name, another bhajan that comes to the mind is our Shaddavan Jan hai. What is that bhajan? Nadia Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. Again the similar thing, the Nadia Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. And then he's saying, O man of faith, O man of faith, Shaddavan Jan hai. He didn't say Jnanavana Jan hai, Jnanavana Jan hai. He didn't say, oh people of knowledge. No, he didn't say that. Oh paisa wala jan hai, paisa wala jan hai. I said, jiska paisa hai idhar aao. What is he saying? Shraddhavana Jan hai. So my dear friends, let's spend some time to discuss about this very, very important commodity called faith. Shraddha. So when we talk about Maya, when I talk about Prabhuji, Maya is attacking me. Many people, right? So in many times I would get messages from devotees. You know, we have something what is called present tense. There's something what is called past tense, right? And what is called presence continuous tense, right? That thing is happening. So I would get messages, Prabhuji, I am falling into Maya. Present continuous means abhi ho raha hai usko likh raha hai wo. I mean, it has not happened, it will have. I am already is present continuous tense. So Maya, when you talk about Maya, it's such a word we use, Prabhuji, Maya mein. What is it, if you go deep understanding, what is it that we say when we mean Maya? What has been attacked, what has been challenged, what has been really jeopardized? It is our faith. Maya is attacking our faith. Because the foundation prince is getting shaken up. Oh, Babuji, how can this happen? How can devotees do this? Right? So when we talk about Maya, it is nothing but we're talking about Maya attacking our faith. So that's how important this is to understand. So for us to understand what is faith is important and how much faith I have is important also. Only if we understand what is really faith, can we know how much faith do I have. So, The dictionary meaning, I was just trying to do some research, what exactly is faith? I mean, I just wrote the word faith. And the dictionary just immediately gave, I mean, the first two meanings is unquestioning belief in God. So faith, I mean, I didn't say faith in God. But the word faith is predominantly used. It's used, I mean, if we use it in other things, faith in the country and faith in this, and that is fine, we use that word. But the basic word faith is always used in connection to Krishna or in connection to God. He said, unquestioning belief in God, unquestioning belief that does not require proof or evidence. That is faith. Proof and evidence are not required. So we must understand, how do we get this faith? Kaise milega ye faith? We don't have it. We have Shraddha. Komal Shraddha. So the process of Krishna consciousness is nothing but to make our Komal Shraddha into Dhrid Nishtha. That's the process of Krishna consciousness. And that's why we are doing all that we are doing. Chanting Hare Krishna, getting up early in the morning. I mean, really, if you really take a bird's eye view of a devotee's life, they really suffer. Don't you suffer? Yes, you are suffering. It's really suffering, right? Neend aati to bhi utna padta hai 5 baje. I mean, if you see our glorious brahmacharis, because they are in the brahmacharya ashram. I mean, many of you have come, you see how they get up from their bed. They are so sleepy, poor fellows. But they have to get up, because it is required. They are being so cruel to their body. But they have to get up. There is no option but to get up. So Krishna consciousness process, it is important that how do we get this thing? Because it is not so easy. Krishna consciousness is not so easy. How do we get this faith? And I was just reading a particular discussion, I mean, a particular article written by Satsarup Das Goswami. And he says that when Srila Prabhupada, you know, came to America, at that time, I mean, if you understand, the type of people who were around, they absolutely, literally, absolutely, none of us will ever have understanding of what was the situation in New York, Manhattan, at that time when Prabhupada came. They had no understanding of God. They said, some of them were saying, God is in sugar candy. I mean, what do you mean? God is in sugar candy? Or God is in cigarette? Or there was a particular psychologist, very famous, we don't want to quote his name. He was saying God is in LSD. Timothy Leary, for those who want to just... powerful psychologist that time. So Prabhupada, it was an article. Prabhupada was talking to the Mohemians, the acid heads, the pot heads, and the hippies. I mean, what does this all mean? I mean, I said, what are these words? Acid head, pot heads, Mohemians, and hippies. So Prabhupada was preaching to these four types of people. Now, I did some research. What is this Mohemians? A socially unconventional person. Means anything social, jo hai, uske viprit behave karne ka. I mean, if people wear pants down and shirts up, these people who wear shirts down and pants up. And I saw a photo on the internet, Google it if you want, of a Mohemian. This guy was wearing a pant in his hand and a shirt around here like this. Because he is a socially unconventional person. Then what is it? Acid head. This name is very, very strange, right? What is head? We are acid heads. There was a whole group of people called acid heads. What is people? The people who use LSD. They are called acid heads. And pot heads. I mean, pot was nothing but marijuana. Ganja. In our Indian terminology. So people were called pot heads. So Mohemians, acid heads, pot heads, hippies. And they had all sorts of crazy belief. I mean, where is God? But they were looking for God to some way or the other. They wanted to have an experience. But they were also looking for expansion of consciousness. Yeah. They say if you take LSD, your consciousness expands. And then you'll experience God. That was what he said. You take ganja. The Mohemians, you do also unconventional things. But this was the time where Srila Prabhupada went. Please understand, it was, even now Manhattan is completely crazy. Not that I've been there, but I hear people just describing, right? People who are here, our brahmacharis who was he was explaining, Shamanbu was there recently. It's a crazy place. Absolutely unconventional crazy place. Prabhupada went when it was the peak of craziness. Right? And Prabhupada just said, you can expand your consciousness. He used the same terminology which the hippies and the potheads and acid heads were using. Oh, we want to expand consciousness. Prabhupada said, you can expand your consciousness. And they said, how? Through Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada said, turn off, sing out and fall in. There was a phrase by one of the writers who wrote, they described the whole ISKCON society at that time, the whole Hare Krishna movement. He said, turn off from all but everything material. Sing in, I mean chant Hare Krishna and fall, I mean sing out. Go out and sing and fall in. And you'll become falling in love for Krishna. That was it. Turn off, sing out and fall in. And when Prabhupada said that, all these people who otherwise thought that the God is in sugar candy, God is in cigarette, God is in this, they all believed Prabhupada. Can you believe it? Do you believe that Prabhupada did that? Yes, he did it, right? The amount of faith that this person must be having, Prabhupada must be having, that he could translate, he could give that faith to others. That was the glory of Srila Prabhupada. So when Prabhupada said, you know, that Krishna consciousness is a nice thing, you hear Prabhupada saying that? Krishna consciousness is a very nice thing, and devotees believed it. Because they saw, this man was living what he was talking. There was absolutely no hypocrisy in his behavior. They could see it. So when Prabhupada spoke that statements, that through Krishna you can expand your consciousness, you can, Krishna consciousness is so nice. You hear it so many times from Prabhupada. What is the difficulty? Right? And people believed it. Why? Because he had that faith. So when we are talking about, faith, we must understand that sometimes we might not, as we said, that sometimes our faith can be threatened. Whatever faith we have, slowly, slowly we are cultivating that faith. The faith can be threatened, and initially the faith which is more of sentiment, if we don't grow it, the sentiment can be threatened. Because if you analyze, I was just doing some sort of a small survey, just observing, not even a survey, observation, that most of the people who become devotees, if you see their EQ, the emotional quotient, is very high. And it was a very interesting exercise. We were all managers at Bhaktivedanta Hospital many, many years back. And there was a person who came, and of course many of the managers were devotees, you know, and met a few other I won't say non-devotees, but those who were not following Krishna consciousness at that point in time, they were all sitting there. So they did some analysis of our behavior. And the person was also a non-believer in Krishna consciousness practice. The person who was taking the lesson, I said that I'm surprised that all you devotees have the same type of behavioral patterns. I said, how is it? And that's why you see that all people who become devotees, they have a natural, very high emotional quotient. Very high on sentiments. They're very, I won't say sentimental, but very high on sentiments. But the problem is that if you have sentiments, but if you do not work upon it to make the sentiments strong, to make it into nishtha, then those sentiments, as I can best explain, they are like soda bottle. The fizz. Oh, Krishna is so nice and you're running around. I mean, the initial Krishna consciousness, people are so excited, right? So much excitement is there. You just open a soda bottle and what do you see? Lot of bubbles, lot of fizz coming out. We have bubbling devotees. But if you just don't do anything about, you just leave a soda bottle like that and don't do anything about it, don't use it, then the soda bottle, after the fizz is gone, it is neither water, neither soda. If you drink it, it is obnoxious. Have you tried it? If you drink a soda bottle which is open and try after half an hour, it is terrible. It is neither soda, neither water. So devotees, they tend to be in the situation that they have initial enthusiasm, but if they don't work towards strengthening that enthusiasm, they don't work towards making it stronger, then they are left with a situation when there is, then when their faith is questioned, then they become shaky. When the doubts, when the demons of doubt arise, when situations that are very, very doubt, creating doubts arise, it is a problem. So many times devotees say, Krishna, please give me this. And Krishna gives you. Oh, Krishna is so nice. My faith has increased, Prabhu. I asked for this and Krishna gave. Yes. I was praying and a flower fell. How many of you have seen that? I mean, the flower is falling because the pujari was spaced out. He didn't put the flower properly. Honestly, because sometimes I do pujari work and realize, oh my God, I didn't put the flower properly. I mean, okay, there might be some truth to that. If you pray a flower falls, if you are a great soul, Krishna can reciprocate with you. But let's be honest. Let's not think ourselves to be great. Why should Krishna make a flower fall for you? Tell me that one thing. I mean, are you so special? Are you so advanced that your prayer is so powerful that Krishna... Just to... But yes, sometimes it happens. It's a wonderful coincidence. You were praying and some flower fell. And you feel, oh, Krishna is so nice. You heard my prayers. So your faith increases. So what we do is we increase our faith because of some sentiments. But then after some time when we pray and nothing happens, they say, Krishna, what happened to you? Kuch problem hai kya? So there was a person who went to God and said that, oh God, how long is million years for you? So the God said, well, it is only a minute for me. I said, okay, interesting. And how much is the $1 million for you? And he said, the God said, it's only a penny for me. How long is millions of years? It's only a moment for me. And how much is the millions of dollars for you? It's only a penny for me. So the person was trying to trick God. God, can you give me a penny? And what did God say? Wait for a minute. Wait for a minute. The point that we are trying to drive is, to have faith in God also means to have faith in God's timing. One thing is to say yes. And one of my spiritual guys told me, the many times when you pray, Krishna says yes. So we do it. Sometimes Krishna says no, we don't do it. But the worst, Krishna says wait. I say, wait, kare mat bolo yaar, haan kya na bol do. Yes? If you all say, khatam karo jaldi, yes or no? Don't tell me to wait. I want initiation. Milega ki nahi milega? Wait karega mat bolo yaar, maja nahi aata. Because wait means it is a question of testing your patience, which is rooted in your faith. Right? So that is important. So please understand, when you talk about faith, it's such a vast subject matter. Literally, I'm just running so much short of time. I'm just trying to hush up. But it's such a vast subject matter. The faith is not just, you know, sentimental faith that a flower falls or things happen the way you want. I prayed, you know, Prabhuji, mera marriage ho gaya. And then you go back to God and say, aisa to pray nahi kiya tha, aisa kaisa mil gaya? So it is not like that Krishna becomes the order supplier. That's not faith. That's just emotions or sentiments which are there. But faith is something, when you have faith in God, you have faith in His timing, because God does things, but He does it in His own time, my dear friends. God, Narasimha didn't come immediately when Prahlad was first attacked. Kare, usko hatao, kya, what was happening? He went through so many atrocities. And we could say, Bhagwan, come on, yaar, abhi jaldi jao, abhi jana hai to jaldi jao na. But jana hai to why wait? If Krishna didn't come when first Draupadi raised her hands. I mean, isn't it strange? I mean, won't it be nice if Krishna would have just gone straight? Immediately when Draupadi says, Krishna, yes, I'm here, Draupadi, don't worry. Boom, boom, all the sari is there. I mean, because sometimes there are aana hai to time pe aao na, right? Right, so many times we say, well, if you karna hai to barabar karo. Similarly, we sometimes say, Krishna Bhagavan, dena hai to barabar time pe deo. But Krishna has his own time, and we, my dear friends, let us have faith in Krishna, and that faith in Krishna, please drill it in your mind. Faith in Krishna means to have faith in Krishna's timings, patience, surrender, hope that yeah, Krishna. Avashya Rakhibe Krishna. There will be a time when I will get it. But when, we don't know. So when we are talking about, things not happening, as we said, things happen, our so-called faith increases. But when things don't happen, we start getting doubts. And a doubt, my dear friends, is a powerful agent to shake the foundation of our faith in Krishna consciousness. When doubts come in our life. And let's be very honest. How many of us have not got any doubts in Krishna consciousness? Raise your hands. Have not got doubts. We all have got doubts. Prabhupada asked his senior most disciples on one of the table meetings, how many of you have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And the way I heard from the speaker, he was saying that when Prabhupada asked this question, his vision was such a sharp X-ray vision, you can't just raise your hands, because you know you get burned if you're saying something wrong. Because Prabhupada was so pure, you have to be pure. And literally none of them, and please understand, this discussion happened in 1974. I wanted to know the date, because it's not that it's 1966. They just were new devotees, what to say, you know, they didn't have faith. 1974. 8 years of powerful Krishna consciousness. Senior devotees. Prabhupada asked that. None of them could raise their hands because they still didn't have faith. I mean, it's not easy to get faith. Firm faith is not easy. It is a very, very difficult commodity. We need to work hard for it. So how do we get rid of this doubt? The first way is to reveal one's mind. Reveal the doubt. Many of us, we feel, how can I reveal this to somebody? What will people think? Are there itna bhi faith nahi hai? Are aisa kaisa? Right? But believe me, my dear friends, the doubt is like a small balloon. It is there, and slowly, slowly, it is getting filled with the vacuum of more doubt. With the air of more doubt. And at one point of time, boom, it explodes and destroys your Krishna consciousness. Literally. A small doubt. Small bijam of doubt. So many devotees, you know, when Prabhupada was fighting for the Jude land, they said, there was actually, materially speaking, there was no way the Jude temple land could have come. Prabhupada said, no, I want to fight it. And literally, you know, people felt that this person has gone insane. Devotees felt that. That this person has gone insane. How is it possible? Leave it. That one doubt. And they find them no more in Krishna consciousness. So let's not be thinking ourselves that how can I have this doubt, and if I have the doubt, how can I tell people? Reveal your doubt. And the second powerful way is to nourish, to bathe our consciousness, our faith, by regularly hearing and regularly associating. Prabhupada says again and again, that you can gain faith by associating with people who have faith. Don't keep the doubts in your mind and don't this is important. Don't keep the doubt in your mind. But at the same time, what I have sometimes seen is that we have doubts and we express it shamelessly sometimes. Without considering the time, present, circumstance. I have seen sometimes devotees say, well, Prabhupada, I don't believe in God anymore. Or I don't believe this is not. But please, let's be sensitive. Sometimes, you know, in the modern world tells us, just bindas bol. Jo hai bol dene ka. हृदय में जो है बोल देने का, जो व्हाटएवर यू हैव इन हार्ट स्पीक इट आउट. बट दैट्स नॉट सेंसिटिव बिहेवियर, दैट्स नॉट रिस्पॉन्सिबल बिहेवियर. अ रिस्पॉन्सिबल बिहेवियर इज दैट यस यू हैव डाउट्स बट रिवीलिंग टू द राइट पर्सन. बिकॉज माय डियर फ्रेंड प्लीज नो इट. Please understand that when you are speaking your doubt to somebody, it should not be that the other person starts, "Hari, haan yaar, sahi doubt hai." You are shaking his foundation of Krishna consciousness to speak to the right person at the right time in the right circumstance. Desh kal patra is very, very important. Many times, especially it is part of the Western understanding. Whatever you have, speak it out. Whoever is friend, speak it out. Without really respecting the opposite person, respecting the situation, respecting the people around you. So doubt has to be expressed. That's the main thing. Doubts have to be expressed, have to be brought out, revealed to people. Because it is important, if you want to make advancement, you need to realize, Prabhupada said a very interesting line, you need to realize your smallness. Interesting word, right? That you need to realize your smallness if you want to make progress in Krishna consciousness, and for that you have to be face to face with your dirty mind and with your doubtful intelligence. You have to face it and you have to reveal it so that you understand, I am this small, Prabhu. I might be practicing for many years, but yes, I have this doubt. I don't understand. Please help me. And when you reveal this, Krishna will take care of the demon of doubt. He will just give a punch to it. So it is explained that faith is not like a muscle that you do, you training and you get faith. It is not done after just constant practice, say, I'll get faith. You work hard. How does faith come? Faith comes by the mercy of the Lord, Prabhupada says very clearly. Prabhupada used this word, that faith is not like training your muscles. Very interesting understanding. It's not that I want faith, I'll do everything, I'll do sadhana, everything. But all this sadhana is just to show Krishna that I want that faith, I want to love you, I want to have faith in you, I want to understand that yes, Krishna exists, spiritual world exists, the holy name is all powerful. But by doing that, it's not that you do it for 20 years, you become a muscular, strong man, six pack, devotee. That you now I got that. No, faith, you can do anything. But you have to simply show Krishna, and then Krishna gives you that faith. Here you are. It is a reward of your hard work. So that's how it is completely depend upon Krishna's mercy. But you have to work hard towards it. So that's very important. And then, when you have faith, it gives rise to very, very strong conviction. What does faith mean? How do you really measure your faith? We discuss about what is faith. We discuss about how faith can be destroyed by doubts and by poor association. I mean, with the wrong association. And then, what is the measurement of faith? How does the faith is? It's not that you. What is my faith? How do we measure your faith? Faith is measured in your behavior. And if you see the examples, faith gives rise to strong conviction. And the conviction is seen, for example, in the case of Maharaj Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra was a king. But he has so much faith in getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his conviction made him give up his kinghood. He said, I want to become a bhangi, I want to become a street sweeper. If that is what is required to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the conviction he gets, please understand, it's not easy to give up your royalty, to give up your opulence, to give up your kinghood. But he was not thinking for a second, if that is what is required, I will give it up immediately. Do we have that conviction in Krishna? If we have it, then we have the faith. If not, we have a long way to go. Do we have the conviction to give up anything for Krishna? And you will, most, at least for me, when I was asking myself, we have a long, long way to go. Because we don't have a conviction. We can't give up things. King Prataparudra would give up, and many more examples. Faith also gives rise to a lot of enthusiasm. And the example I would think of is this old Orient lady who was so enthusiastic to have darshan of Lord Jagannath that Jesus came and said, so much enthusiasm, so much faith in Lord Jagannath, so much faith that this is the Lord Himself. If I have darshan of the Lord, I'll be purified. So she came and she just climbed on the body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you imagine? This on the Garudastambha, he climbed. I mean, it is the biggest of offense to do that, right? To climb on the Lord's body. What to talk of touching somebody's, some Vaishnava's body, we have to take, I mean, we ask for forgiveness when you touch a Vaishnava's body. What to talk of touching the Lord's body. And not only touching, but climbing on the Lord's body. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the enthusiasm of bhakti. And Chaitanya Chaitanya writes clearly, Krishna Kavya Goswami writes, this was the enthusiasm born out of faith that the Orient lady, the old lady had. Faith giving rise to tremendous enthusiasm for performing bhakti. Because we want our Shraddha to go into fiery conviction, Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in this purport. We just don't want the faith to remain faith, Shraddha. But it has to be translated into fiery conviction. Fire means it is a verb. Fiery is a verb. Some activity. Fire. It goes all around. It goes. It doesn't remain at one place. It spreads, right? So Prabhupada said that faith should give rise to enthusiasm. Enthusiasm will give rise, is born out of fiery conviction. And then faith also gives rise to patience, as I said. Time. Faith gives rise to patience. And when Mukunda was told that I will get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya after millions of years, just imagine what would we do? I said, nahi yaar, I will go to Shri Ravi Shankar. Ek hai millions of life. Nothing against Rishi Ravi is a wonderful process, a wonderful organization. But we lose faith in one thing, we go to other faith, we lose the faith there, we go to other faith because we don't have proper faith. Right? So that's why we must understand faith should give rise to patience. It doesn't happen so overnight. Mukunda had that complete faith that I will get the mercy, and he was jumping and dancing. So faith is a very, very active principle. And I would like to end with a beautiful story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, speaks about faith, which is very, very important, and Anta Leela. He is speaking about the faith in three things. Bhakta pada dhuli ara bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukta avashesha tina mahabal. And he writes, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami writes, that one who has faith in these three powerful substances will make rapid progress in Krishna consciousness. How many of us want to make rapid progress in Krishna consciousness? Right? We all want to make rapid. So if we have to want to make progress, these are three things. What are the three things? Bhakta pada dhuli. Having faith in the dust of the Vaishnava's feet. Bhakta pada jal, to have faith in the water which has washed the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Bhakta bhukta avashesha, and the remnants of the Mahaprasad of a Vaishnava. And to establish this fact, he tells a beautiful story of a great devotee named Kalidas. Kalidas was a great devotee, a rich man from the same caste as Raghunath Das Goswami. But he had a unique desire that I want to taste Mahaprasad of every single Vaishnava. He has complete faith. So by his enthusiasm, by his smartness, and he was not trying to, you know, create a, I mean, sometimes when we take Mahaprasad, we actually have a war. Devotees just have a war. I literally know devotees who have broken their bones because of the fight not to give Mahaprasad. He broke his bone because of that. Yes, I mean, that's not what we are saying, to have enthusiasm in such a way that you just grab. This gentleman would do it in a very nice way. So he had, as Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, he had taken the Mahaprasad of devotees, all the devotees in Bengal. It's a big, big task. He had taken the Mahaprasad. And then he said, now I want to go to the devotees of Jagannath Puri to have their Mahaprasad. And then he went to the house of a great devotee, it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, named Jadu Thakur. Jadu Thakur was a poor man, staying with his wife, And he took, he went to meet Jau Thakur and said, Jau Thakur Prabhu, how are you? Very happy to meet you. You are such a wonderful devotee. Please, I have got this whole basket of ripened fresh mangoes. I mean, you know, a Vaishnava cannot say no to, or anybody cannot say no to mangoes. So he knew that. And he was very intelligent in selecting the right fruit. I'll explain to you what, why I said this statement. He gave these mangoes to Jau Thakur. I said, please take these mangoes and honor it and just pray for me while you're honoring it. He said, okay, okay. So Kalidas left and Jau Thakur told his wife immediately, please offer it to Krishna and let us honor the mangoes. So they cut the mangoes, they sucked the peel, I mean they sucked the mangoes, the skin was remaining, the seed was remaining. And obviously you can't eat the skin, many people do eat the skin also, but obviously you can't eat the seed for sure, right? The seed was there. And so the lady took all the skin and the peel and threw it at the backyard. And was waiting there. Our great enthusiastic Vaishnava Kalidas was waiting there. And he ran and he sucked all, without embarrassing Jau Thakur and his wife. He didn't want to make a big show that I'm taking your Mahaprasad. Devotees do that sometimes. So you will get Mahaprasad. You don't have to tell a Vaishnava. You just honor it because of faith. You don't have to really make a big publicity about it. So he was just faith. He had full faith. He went and he just took the Mahaprasad. And through that, my dear friends, through that, it was such a wonderful experience that Krishna gave so much mercy to him that at one day, after taking Mahaprasad of few devotees of Jagannath Puri, Kalidas went following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was entering the Jagannath temple. And before he would enter Jagannath temple, there's a fixed spot, even now if you go, there's a spot they will show, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet, and Govinda would throw the water, and it was a law that nobody was dare touch that water till it gets dried up. Nobody was allowed to touch that water. It was a law by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody was allowed to touch that water. Kalidas went there and Govind was washing the feet. He put his hand right in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he took the water once. Please imagine, see the guts he has. And then he took the second and third and the third. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that's enough, no more. And he went away. A small story, but it's one of my favorite stories and such a profound lesson. How did he get, I won't use the word guts, I mean it's not the actually right word, but how did he get the complete faith, and the faith gave rise to complete fearlessness. Faith giving rise to fearlessness. He was not fearful of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was sitting, as Krishna Kaviraj Goswami writes in the CC, in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in the heart of Kalidas, knew the conviction he had about this substance. He was not faking, he was actually believing it. He had complete faith. Because he had faith, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed him. And then he writes these words. Bhaktapada dhuli ar bhaktapada jal bhaktabhukta avashesha tina mahabal. The three most powerful substances. Of course, I don't request devotees not to start fighting once the class is over. Prabhu, dust and prasad. And it is not an external activity. It could be external, but it is more of an internal conviction that we are talking about right now here. Because as explained, the dust, the water, the avashesha is just shows that I'm respecting you. Your most fallen thing is on my head. The lowest thing in your body, there's a dust on your feet, is worth sitting on my head. And that's the conviction that we are showing to the Vaishnava. And that's exactly what the purport says, that if you worship Krishna but you have no faith in the devotee, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, then you are simply a false devotee. If you don't have faith in the devotee of the Lord. So let us really understand this wonderful concept of faith, that we all need to protect it, and not only protect it, invest it, and not only invest it, but grow it. And not only grow it, but share it. share the faith. And if you can't share the faith, at least don't be the cause of ruining somebody's faith. And how do we ruin somebody's faith? How should we avoid ruining somebody's faith? By speaking responsibly, by behaving responsibly. Responsible behavior, because to be conscious that if how I behave, how is it going to affect the other person? So be responsible, because faith is very, very important and a valuable commodity. And we want to protect it ourselves, and we want to protect the faith of everybody. And the most powerful way of protecting your faith and growing our faith is by regularly reading Srimad Bhagavatam, reading the purpose of Srila Prabhupada, who was so much. Prabhupada had that faith, he can translate, he can give that faith to us when we read his purports, by associating with the Lord's devotees who have the faith. And of course, having this faith in these three things. It has specifically mentioned by Krishna Goswami. These three things means to basically be the humble servant of the servant of servant, and be sure that the process works. And to have faith in Krishna means to have faith in Krishna's timing. And one day I will find myself in the kingdom of God. That when or when will that day be mine, we do not know. But we have faith. If we follow the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Hare Krishna, by associating with the Lord's devotees, by regularly reading Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing Bhagavad Katha, we have faith. 100% we have faith. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? I think I already time up, so I think we will end now. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki, Tai Gaura Premanandi.
Hare Krishna, there is an announcement from base class. We are happy to invite you for the 3-day